answer that.
That was Jerry Judge's voice. Okay. Yeah. So you finish this flight. You send the text that we've seen to Amber. You send the text to Paul Bettany. And at some point after this, you decide that you want to go to detox. And you went to detox. You testified a little bit about it yesterday in August of 2014 in the Bahamas, correct?
The recording of the pain noises is not from that flight, sir.
Not my question. My question is, you went to detox in August 2014, right?
I don't recall exactly.
And you were there on the island with...
Oh, on the island, yes,
yeah,
of course.
You were there on the island with Amber and Debbie Lloyd and Dr. Kipper, correct?
That's correct, yes.
You and Amber were on one side of the island, right?
Yes.
And Amber was effectively dedicating herself to your well-being during this detox process, correct?
You could describe it as that, as at the beginning, yes, certainly.
She was trying to help you get through it, right?
One would think.
And as far as you know, she's never been in any sort of detox in her life, right? Certainly not when you were together, correct?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And we all heard your testimony yesterday. Detox, it sounds painful. It sounds tough. Fair?
Yes, that's...
And you testified yesterday about her not giving you medications at a certain time, but you, sir, have no personal knowledge of whether or when Amber had been in touch with Dr. Kipper or Debbie Lloyd about when to give you medicine, correct?
I remember,
you have no personal knowledge of that.
Yes, I do. I remember Amber calling them on the radio, and when I was complaining that I needed the meds when I was in agony and went to the shower, she called them up because she had said that I was in a manic state or it was in some mania, and they came up there.
Okay. And sometime after detox... Fair, and you heard, you said that they came up there, but my point to you is you have no personal knowledge of what Dr. Kipper or Debbie Lloyd communicated to Amber about whether and when to give you medicines. You weren't part of those communications, correct?
Sure I was. I was there during those discussions.
Right,
there were times sort of written down, but, you know, the golden rule essentially is, if the patient is in an uncomfortable or potentially dangerous state, which would lead to seizures, medication should be distributed. That's what I remember, even though if it was supposed to be delivered at 4 p.m. and it was 3:15 or 3:30,
According to you, that's what you recall the golden rule was, right?
Yes, okay. I mean, that's what doctors and patients
sometime after detox, you texted Amber and you said, "Thank you so much for getting me fucking clean, baby." Right? Remember that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And you, actually, let's pull up. You didn't just express your thanks to Amber. You expressed it to other people as well, what Amber had done for you, correct? Let's pull up plaintiff's exhibit. 120, page 41, please. This is plaintiff's exhibit, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Is this a screen thing or am I searching for something?
This is a screen thing.
Okay, thank you.
Screen thing that we have to rotate. And the only question I have for you is the question on the top of the page.
Yes.
Sent on August 19th, 2014 from you to Paige. Now, Paige is Amber's mom, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Your Honor, I'd move for the admission of just this page of this exhibit with just that text and the identifiers redacted.
Which page of this exhibit is it?
I'm sorry?
Which page of the exhibit is
it's it? It's page 41.
Page 41.
So or it's listed as exhibit 120_0041.
Okay. 120, let's make it A, page 41.
That sounds good, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Page 41. And do we want it redacted? Or?
So just to be clear, if it's just the top,
text
message,
yeah,
and the identifiers are removed, we have no objection.
Okay, so if we redact that that way?
Thank you, Your Honor.
And just that page, yes.
And just
sure.
Page 41. Okay, all right. So 120A in evidence as redacted.
Permission to publish, Your Honor?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Depp, this is in this text that you send to Paige Hurd, Amber's mom, on August 19th, 2014, you say the following. And I understand that you gave certain testimony yesterday about what you perceive Ms. Hurd's role in your detox to be. But on this date, you sent this text to Ms. Hurd, to Paige Hurd. And you say, "I couldn't have made it without her. I would have gone for a swim and swallowed a big drink of ocean without her, to be honest. It was a hell of my own doing, and your little girl walked through with me step by step. I know you're already proud of her, but if you'd have seen her in action, amazing. It was an exercise of monumental patience and instinct. I wouldn't be alive, sweetheart. There were more than a few times when I thought it would be more simple to take that route. It was Amber and Amber only that got me through this, and it was not easy. Thank you for her first, and thank you and that sweet fucker David for all of your words of support. I'm through the other side now, I think. I hope. All this boy's love, your son Outlaw." Did I read that right?
You did, sir.
You can take that down. Thank you. Now, you flew, you got married to Amber on early February 3rd, 2015.
Apparently.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You remember the year today? 2015, right?
That sounds about right.
Okay. And a week after your wedding, you left for Australia to start the process of shooting the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Right?
That sounds about right, yes.
And Amber was filming in London at the time. She left directly from the wedding to fly to London to film London Fields with Billy Bob Thornton, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And the plan was that she was going to fly out from London to Australia directly to join you for the filming of Pirates 5, right?
At some point, yes.
And she was going to stay in that house with you for the duration of the filming, correct?
I don't know that it was the duration, but I sure.
Okay. And you testified on Tuesday, I guess, that when you went there in February of 2015, you'd been off of alcohol for 18 months. You testified to that. Remember giving that testimony?
Yes.
That's just nonsense, right? We've already looked at.
Thank you.
May 2014, you were drunk on that plane, and you've admitted to that. So that's not 18 months before. So that testimony that you gave when you said you had been sober for 18 months before you arrived in February of 2015 was not true, correct?
What's the objection?
May we approach?
Your Honor.
What's the objection?
He's testifying, Your Honor.
It's a compound. Could you just do maybe one question? Let's
okay.
do that.
Mr. Depp, you had not been sober off of alcohol for 18 months before you went to Australia in February 2015, correct?
It's possible that it was not 18 months, maybe it was 17, maybe it was 16. Maybe.
It was actually a lot less than that, because at a minimum, you were drunk on that plane flight from Boston to Los Angeles in May of 2014.
That's incorrect, sir. I said that I had had a glass of champagne and I had taken a double dose of the narcotics, of the opiates. Okay. That's a very different thing from being drunk.
Okay, and a very different thing from what you texted Paul Bettany, correct?
Again.
Okay, so the Boston flight was in May 2014. You go to Australia in February of 2015, having testified that you were off alcohol for 18 months. Now, when you went to Australia in February of 2015, you also lied to the cast insurance company that was insuring you for Pirates 5, didn't you?
After she cut my finger off?
No. Well, that's your account of it, sir. Before you went to Australia, let's do it this way. Let's pull up Exhibit 500, please.
500?
500. Defense Exhibit 500.
Defense Exhibit 500. Yes, I'd like to see who I lied to.
Mr. Depp, you see this is it's called a cast insurance medical certificate, correct?
Yes, I see that, yes.
Okay. And it's dated, this is in, I believe it's in not the way we do dates in the U.S., because you can see on the lower left column, examinee's start date of filming, 16 to 2015. So that means February 16th, 2015, correct?
Correct.
Your Honor, the date of the exam.
Before we go any further, we'd ask to be able to see this entire document.
I'm just asking about the top of it. I'm happy if we want. There's specific parts I'm going to ask him about, but if we want to, they want to scroll through it, that's fine.
It's unclear whether Mr. Depp has ever even seen this, so we just appreciate the courtesy of being able to see the entire document.
That's fine, Your Honor. I mean, right. I'm going to direct him to certain parts of it, but that's fine if they want to. I'm just trying to move things along here.
I understand.
I'm sorry?
I have a hard copy if you'd like to look at that.
They'd like to see page 3.
If I may approach, Your Honor, that would be.
I'm confused. What?
They just scrolled to the last page, so we can just view it here. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. I appreciate that.
Go, Mr. Rottenborn. Your question?
Yes, I do. Mr. Depp, this is your signature on the page of the document being displayed here, correct?
That is.
And it's dated February 11th, 2015?
Correct.
Your Honor, with the understanding that if the exhibit for the court will have to redact signatures, I'd move for admission of this document and permission to publish.
Any objection?
Your Honor, may have some medical information, so at this time we'd like an opportunity to ensure. This is an insurance form with medical information. I just want to make sure we're not publishing anything that shouldn't be.
Your Honor's made clear that anything that comes into evidence in this case will be published to the jury, whether it's confidential or not.
Well, there may be irrelevant medical information that Your Honor has already ruled is not admissible.
Approach, please come here.
And then. Okay. And then can you scroll down, Michelle? Scroll down again. Okay. Your Honor, these redactions were on here before we, I'm told, before we got the document, so no issue there. And then we would propose to just redact the, if you go up one page, I don't, that's the proposed redaction. And if you want us to redact the first two, the first three lines, M, N, and 2, that's fine too. Why don't you go ahead and redact those, Michelle?
That's fine with those redactions.
I'm just trying to move this along as quickly as we can, Your Honor.
All right.
All right.
500 in evidence with the redactions, when you have agreed redactions.
Yes.
Thank you, Your Honor. So we looked at your signature, Mr. Depp. If scroll down, please, Michelle, two more pages. There's your signature. And then this is an insurance form for your that the studio Disney took out for your for you filming Pirates 5, correct?
I guess so, yes.
Okay. And you see the role here. It's listed as Captain Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp, coverage status, full coverage, effective date, February 11th, 2015, right?
I see that.
And you're aware it's not uncommon for studios to want to insure actors that are playing in a movie in case something happens, right?
It's happened for 30 plus years for me.
Correct. So if you can scroll up, please. And in order to do that, you have to provide certain information to see if you're insurable, right?
Correct.
Okay. And in this document, which you signed, dated, I believe, February 11th, you were asked the question, are you currently using or in the last 12 months, have you used any of the following? Michelle, let's unredact the, there's section B is illegal substances, whether prescribed by a physician or not. And you check the box to the right. Michelle, is there a way to unredact the headers in that column so we can see which one is yes and which one is no? Thank you. So, Mr. Depp, when you were asked the question in this CAST insurance form, are you currently using or in the last 12 months, have you used any of the following? You say yes, that you've used some prescription drugs. And when in the question that says illegal substances, whether prescribed by a physician or not, you check no, correct?
Yes, sir.
At around this time when you were, you can take that down, thank you. At around this time when you flew to Australia in February of 2015, you were starting to feel depressed about your role in Pirates and your acting legacy generally, correct? Well, let's do it this way. Let's put up Exhibit 350, please.
Well, we go ahead and take our lunch break.
Sure, thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and take our lunch break. Let's go to 210, okay? So don't talk to anybody, don't discuss the case, and don't do any outside research, and we'll see you back at 210, okay?